Welcome. Welcome to Jhana Grove and the weekend retreat. My name is Nito, or Venerable Nito. You will soon hear that I'm not born in Australia. I was born and raised in Norway, but I've been here in Australia for almost 12 years, living on the other side of the road in the monastery, training. Full on, 12 years. So now it's time for me to teach a little bit. Originally, it was a bhikkhu, a monk called Ajahn Brahmali, was supposed to do the teachings, but he had to leave because of family business. So he had to fly all the way to the other side of the planet. He is also from Norway. So he's been in Norway for a week and he's coming back this weekend. But I don't think he will come and teach. When he comes back from Norway, he will have really bad jet lag and be tired. And so you will have to stick with me for this weekend. And I think that will be fine. Before I start, I just need some quick feedback from you. I just need to know how many of you who's been on retreats before, how experienced you are, so I can adapt a little bit the teachings this weekend. So can I just ask for, can you put up your hand if you've been to a week or 9 days retreat before? How many of you have been a 9 days a week? That's quite many of you, almost half. And those who have either been a weekend retreat or a long retreat. So that should be more of you. Okay. And those who, and how many of you have not been to any meditation training at all? 2, 3. Okay, so that means that most of you have been to some kind of meditation training before or some kind of retreat before, somewhere, somehow. And only 3 of you are actually completely new. So then I can adapt some of my teaching to that. But I will also, this is a weekend retreat, and what I will teach here is kind of introductory stuff. You need many more days to go into deep teachings. So what this weekend will be much like a little holiday. All of you. I guess most of you are coming from a busy life. I remember how it was for myself before I came here to be a bhikkhu. I lived a busy life working in the business world, with finance, and I had a lot of work and a lot of activities, and I was quite tired. So and I guess most of you here are doing the same. You live a life with families and friends and activities, and for a weekend to be successful, you really need to kind of let go of all of that and see whether you can rest. This weekend, let go of all your family business, all your work responsibilities, all your hobbies, all your social engagement, and see whether you can learn something about yourself instead of something outside of you. We live very active and we are making and creating and helping things around us normally, but what we try to do here in a retreat is to look inside. So we try to let go of all the business outside, all the worldly business, and put 3 days into focusing on yourself. So the whole setup here of the retreat center is that you will have no responsibilities. Maybe you will make, maybe you do some cooking, I don't know. Maybe there's a roaster, you have to do a little bit of cooking. But the whole setup here is that you can be here for two or three days without any burdens, without any responsibility, without needing to do anything. And you need to help yourself, because you also have to say no if you really want to try and look inside and learn something new about yourself. So my recommendation is basically, if you can, turn off your mobile phone. Most of you have brought a mobile phone. If possible, send an email to your family and say that this weekend I really want to rest. So you don't get disturbed from external affairs. You can stay here, have a little vacation, you can really rest, and you can let go of all your responsibilities for 2 or 3 days, a really holiday. That is my wish. If you can do that, give yourself this opportunity this weekend to stop. Stop activities outside and be here for 2 or 3 days where there's no responsibilities, there's no work, there's nothing to do here except looking inside and learning about yourself. Relax, rest, meditate, and learn a few new things. Many of you have been on retreats before. I will be teaching tonight for an hour or so. And then tomorrow morning, what I will teach tonight will be big picture. I have some stories to tell. I have some similes to read out. To get your mind rolling in the right direction. How to get the max peace and rest and clarity of mind and energy arising inside of you. So today, tonight, I will try to get big perspectives, and then tomorrow morning, I think it's 8:30, I will teach more practical. I will have to do some introductory teaching about walking meditation, sitting meditation, lying meditation, like practical stuff. But we do that tomorrow morning. And then there will be a Q&A session tomorrow evening. So if anybody wants to ask a question, I think there should be a basket of paper out there somewhere. So please write it down on a piece of paper and put it in that basket out there. And I will take it in here and ask some questions. It's better that we do all those questions in public, because most of the questions we get is basically interesting for most people. So instead of having one-to-one questions, we try to do it in public. But there will also be possibility to have interviews, so one-on-one. And that is tomorrow, let's see, when is that? At 3 o'clock. So from 3 to 4:30, there is some slots, 10-minute slots. So if you want to have a short interview with me, and ask questions about meditation and this practice we're doing, please put your name on that. This should be like a roster out there. So put your name down there, and we can have a chat. But if the questions you have is better than you put your questions on paper, so they can be answered in public. Because basically, I will not have time to talk to everybody in private or in interview times. You've probably seen this schedule in the other building, like how to do it. There's a lot of like walk and sit, and then you're walking and sitting or in circle. If you want to do that, please do. If you want some guidelines to keep some variation so you don't get stuck, please do that. But please also feel free to adapt. So for example, I assume many of you are tired, then rest instead of. And if you want to just do sitting meditation, just do sitting meditation. If you want to do more walking meditation, do that. If you want to go back to your room and lie down and meditate lying, please do that. So don't take this as some kind of a schedule you have to do. It's a schedule you can use if you want to. Try if you can this weekend. Stop being active, stop doing things, disconnect your mobile phone, see where you can minimize talking to other people here, and try to socialize just minimal for 2 and 3 days. Give yourself an opportunity to disconnect a bit and only look inwards and try to apply some ancient teachings to see whether you can calm down your mind, that there can be peace and freedom, clarity, energy, stability, even bliss, positive feelings. That's what we're trying to create. I know that 2 days might not be enough, but you can start this practice to see how much your mind can calm down, how much energy, how much you can recharge your batteries if you really try honestly. Just give this weekend as a gift to yourself and nobody else. So be a little bit egoistic this weekend. That's my recommendation. This is for you. The whole center here is built so people can come here, have your own room, have some teachings, a lot of kind people, and then you can go in and in and in, apply some teachings, and have a little taste of the pleasures of the mind. We live our life and we're so used to find pleasures in the body, in seeing things, feeling things, tasting things, bodily comfort, and we forget what we can call the sixth sense, or just your mind. And what you can learn here, or maybe you have learned it somewhere else, is that this sixth sense can also give you pleasure. If you learn to calm down your mind and there's peace and there's silence, then joy arises in your mind, energy. It's another type of pleasure which is open for everybody if you just do it. And that kind of pleasure and joy and satisfaction which is arising in your mind, you will find is more powerful than what you can get from your body. So I will now say a few things underlying all the practical teachings tomorrow. What is it we really is going to do here? What kind of perspective is good to have in your mind for peace, rest, clarity to arise in your mind? What we call it meditation. You sit on the floor or on a chair, or you do walking, or you lie down in your bed, and we call it meditation. This thing we do, this practice we do to calm down our minds. And what we do, we let go of all the worldly things around us. It's letting go, letting go, letting go. The result of that can be a powerful peace, an energy. It's letting go and letting go. The problem with these teachings is that it's normally counterintuitive. We are so used to, when we walk through life, we are so used to make things and create things and do things. And we come to a retreat like this and then we want to make happiness. We want to make peace. We want to do things. We want to do meditation so that you can find this inner pleasure, this inner happiness. So we are so conditioned to come and create it. But we can't. And this is something which is very difficult for many people to understand. And it was very difficult for me when I started. But the reality here is that, and I think there is this saying I found. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah. This is a saying I found on the internet. I said, there is a highway to misery. It's a highway to problems and suffering. And that is to search for happiness. So if you come here searching for happiness, you want to find happiness, mental happiness. You want to do this thing. You want to create happiness inside your mind. What he's saying here, that's a highway to misery. That's a highway to suffering. So then how do you do it? If you cannot come here and then do it and create it, then how can it happen? Many years ago, when I went to primary school, we had a swimming pool at school. So we were like, at primary school, we were like 20 students at school. And once a week, we learned how to swim. And when we came into the room where the swimming pool was, the water was absolutely still. No movements, because nobody has been in the water. And then all of us jumped into the water. We wanted to play, we wanted to learn to swim. And by jumping into the water, we created a lot of waves, and a lot of activity in the water. And we did that for an hour or so, and then we left. And this water, that's your mind. And all these pupils, all these students like me, and probably like you, they are all your mental activities. That's all your thoughts, your cravings, your fantasies, your fears, your restlessness, your anxieties, your remorse. All those activities which are happening inside of you, more or less continuously, that's those kids playing in water. And they create waves in your mind. And the only way for your mind to calm down, just as you calm down the water in a swimming pool, is to take all those kids out of the swimming pool. And when they walk out of the swimming pool, like I did when I was a kid, you don't need to do anything. It happens completely naturally that water in that swimming pool will become calm again. And that is how your mind works. Your mind works in the exact same way as water. But we are so used to splashing around, jumping up and down in this water, and we do find fun and pleasure in playing in water, in playing in our mind, thinking, analyzing, fantasizing, dreaming. But by doing that, you're creating disturbances in your mind. And it's just by stopping all that, that your mind slowly will calm down by itself. So the way to happiness is to stop. All those kids which are swimming around inside your mind, they have to leave the swimming pool. And then your mind will calm down and peace will arise. And with that peace, there will be joy, there will be clarity, there will be energy, harmony, all those goody-goody words which we hear, they arise by themselves. So we are supposed to let go. We are supposed to let go and do something mentally for 2 or 3 weeks, like 2 or 3 days. That is what we can try to do. You probably heard about like a philosopher called Leo Tolstoy. I think he was Russian. And he said, if you want to be happy, just be. Don't do anything. Just be. And we have in this tradition, this tradition which I'm part of, I have a teacher. That's, you probably heard about Ajahn Brahm. He's the abbot of the monastery over the road. But in the tradition, he also had a teacher, and his name was Ajahn Chah. And he had this beautiful simile pointing just at the same thing. He said that it's like leaves on a tree. The leaf on a tree will always move if there's wind. But if you stop the wind, then the leaf will stop moving all by itself. And this wind, that's all you're doing. That's all your activity. So if you can stop blowing, if you can stop all that activity in your mind and really rest mentally, stop creating movements, then in this simile, the leaf is your mind, which will calm down if you stop blowing. Pointing at the same thing. And I will tell a little private story. Again, pointing at just the same thing. Eight years ago, that was when I was have been a bhikkhu, a monk in a monastery for 3 years, maybe two, four years, 5 years. And we have this yearly 3 months retreat, just as we are doing here now, 2 days or 3 days. The monks in the monastery, we do 3 months every year, full on. And during that retreat that year, one day I wanted to go for a walk and have some exercise. And I went walking into the neighboring property, and which is owned by a farmer. And it just happened that on that property, the farmer that year had horses inside a huge kind of fenced-in area. I think there were like 10 horses inside that fence. And when I came there, all of those horses, they were active. Just like our minds are active. I remember that in the background, there was three or four of them. They were really running. They were like competing. Who can run the fastest? And some of them were just standing somewhere and eating grass. There was a couple of horses which were lying on the ground, just relaxing. And some of them were just walking around, restless maybe, I don't know. They didn't do anything particular, but they were just there. And I came up to that fence, and I stood a meter maybe or two outside the fence. And because I've been meditating a lot for maybe a month, I had a quite peaceful mind. So when I came up to that fence, I just stood there. I stood still outside that fence. Just standing, doing nothing, and just watching. I was watching those horses being active inside that fence. And something really funny happened. At that time, I didn't really kind of connect it to meditation or kind of nature. But something funny played out. When I just stood there outside the fence and just watched, I didn't go in. I didn't do anything. I could have gone into that fence and gone to this one of the horses who were lying on the ground and just kicked his ass and do something, go eat, be active. I could have gone to those horses which were running and told them, don't run so fast, do something else. And I could have gone to one of the horses we were eating and said, no, don't eat there, go and eat there instead of. Because I thought that maybe the grass was greener over there. I could have gone in there and done things. Because I had some craving or had some ill will in regards to those horses which were running or doing stuff inside that fence. But I didn't. I was standing still outside that fence, doing nothing but watching. And what happened is that all those horses, they kind of saw me. And like, what's this? Who is this guy? What's going on here? So all those horses, they kind of stopped their activities. Those horses which were running and playing in the background, they stopped running that fast. And like they were curious and they wanted to come closer to me. Maybe they thought I had some food or something. But what happened was all those horses, they kind of calmed down and they changed their activities. They slowed down and started to do less of what they were doing. And then slowly they all moved towards me. Not just running straight to me and stopped, they're just kind of slowly stopping to do what they were doing. And then they came towards where I was standing. And this was kind of happening over maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And in the end, all of those horses were close to the fence. And they basically lined up. So there were like 10 horses just lining up inside the fence, and I was standing outside the fence, and they just stood there, watching me. And I didn't do anything. I was just watching. So whatever they were doing, when I saw that I was passive, I didn't do anything, I was just watching, I was just aware, I was just looking, I didn't do anything at all. They started to do the same. And in the very end, as I said, they were all lined up inside the fence in a nice row, except one. I remember that once he was like skeptical. What's this guy? What's happening here? So he was kind of, he didn't want to look at me. He was kind of, yeah, maybe a bit afraid. But all the other horses, they were just standing there inside the fence, completely still, looking at me. And I was looking at them. And that is the same way how your mind works. All these horses I'm talking about inside this fence is again all your mental activities. It's your thinking, your analysis, your contemplations, your cravings, your ill will. All those horses inside your mind, they are running around inside. And what we try to do is for them to calm down. And the way to do that is to be still. And then all those horses which are running inside of you, they will calm down by themselves. They will slow down and stand still and probably disappear in the end. So whether it's horses which are running inside of you, if you are still and don't do anything, they will calm down. Whether it's a leaf, if you stop blowing wind, the leaf will calm down. Or if you stop splashing around in a swimming pool, the water will calm down. And it's happened all by itself if you can just be aware, if you just can observe, if you just can be conscious. If you stop your hands physically and you stop the hand of your mind who wants to fix things and do things, if you can stop and you can restrain your body by staying here for a few days and trying to disconnect for a few days, for a couple of days, to give yourself really, really a vacation. Give yourself the opportunity for your mind to calm down by itself. That's how it works. The problem is that we're so used to doing something that we have techniques to, or methods to do this gradually. Because most people just isn't able to just jump out of the water or stop the wind. It has to be done maybe gradually. So we have some breath meditation methods, and we have metta meditation methods, and we have walking meditation. And all of them are there so you can do a little bit while your mind is calming down. It's like changing TV channel. Instead of looking at and following all your thoughts and emotions, you put your awareness on something else, your body. The feelings of your feet, the feelings of your breath. So instead of riding all those horses inside of your mind, it's like in the simile of the horses, it's just like you can go into this fence and you can jump on one of the horses and you can make it run faster. See how fast it can run. So if you can stop riding all those mental activities and just watch them instead of, don't give them any energy, don't have any cravings towards your mental activities, don't try to change them, don't have any ill will towards them. Just be aware. Just look. And don't react to it, either by ill will or with some kind of craving, wanting to change it somehow. I'm going to read out a short text. This is a text which is, we say, is one of the texts in this old text we have from the Buddha. It's a very short text about a simile of a turtle. Again, pointing at the same thing. So it's only four short paragraphs, and I will just read it out. So the name of this text is called The Simile of the Turtle. So, here we go. In the past, there was a turtle which was searching for food along the bank of a river one evening. On the same evening, a jackal was also searching for food along the bank of the same river. When the turtle saw the jackal in the distance searching for food, he drew all his limbs and his neck inside its shell and passed the time keeping still and silent. The jackal had also seen the turtle in distance searching for food, so he approached the turtle and waited close by, thinking, when this turtle extends one or another of its limbs or its neck, I will grab it right away, pull it out, and eat it. But because this turtle did not extend any of its limbs or its neck, the jackal failed to gain access to it and lost interest and left. So too, problems or suffering is continually waiting close by you, thinking, perhaps I will gain access to him or her through the eye or through the ear or through the mind. Therefore, dwell guarding the doors of the sense faculties. Having seen a form with your eyes, if you've seen something around you, whatever it is, do not grasp its sign and features. Since if you leave the eye faculty unguarded, evil or unwholesome states of greed and displeasure might invade your mind. So practice the way of restraint. Guard the eye faculties. Undertake the restraint of the eye faculty. And the same thing with your mouth and your ear, your ears and your nose. When you perceive something, when you smell something, when you hear something, do not grasp, do not cling to that, either its signs or features. Because if you leave your kind of your ear faculty or your nose faculty, your mouth unguarded, that might be a cause for some kind of unwholesome states, mental states to arise in you. Since if you leave the mind and the body and the eyes and the ears and nose unguarded, evil unwholesome states of greed and displeasure might invade your mind. So practice the way of restraint. Guard the mind. Guard your eyes, guard your ears, and undertake necessary restraint. And when you dwell guarding the doors of your senses, then problems and suffering mentally will fail to gain access to you. They will lose interest in you. and it will depart just as a jackal departed from a turtle. So what the Buddha was teaching is that when we do a retreat, try to behave like this turtle. Take your limbs and your neck and draw them in. And don't extend them out into the world around you. So for this 2 or 3 days, be a turtle, which is just silent and still inside, and doesn't extend its limbs or its neck out to what's happening around you, whatever it is. This is a nice group of kind people coming here who wants to learn and practice. It's a comfortable environment. It's kind. It's a nice people. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is a place where you can do this. You can allow yourself to just disconnect as much as you dare to do and just be inside of yourself. Just be with your mind. Develop a lot of kindness, a lot of acceptance, and don't do anything. Just let go of whatever is inside your mind. Try to be just like when you go to the cinemas, to the theaters, and you watch a movie. See whether you can just sit in the movie theater and watch the movie, knowing that this movie is just a movie. If you can just know what's going on and try to sit back inside of yourself and let what's happening around you just be a movie. Then it's much easier to let go. You don't get involved because it's just a movie. This is like a trick you can use to give yourself the opportunity to calm down. So what I'm trying to say tonight is to try to give you or recommend to you to restrain your senses kindly, develop a lot of kindness, and try to avoid ill will and all kind of cravings, and put all your effort into knowing or mindfulness of your mind. And then see what happens. And then see if you can do that as much as possible, for as many hours you can these 2 or 3 days, and see how much your mind can calm down, how much peace can arise in you, how much you can rest your mind, how much you can recharge your battery because you're not using any energy on those things around you. See how much clarity which can arise in you if you do this. If you really do this, your mind will change. And you will find what we call the pleasure of the sixth sense. It's a satisfaction, it's a happiness. It's not a happiness of your body, but a happiness of your mind. That is basically what I wanted to say tonight. And well, now it's 10 to 9. I know many of you are probably tired, so I basically recommend you to go to bed early if you want to. To be honest, it's really difficult to meditate or try to meditate tomorrow if you're tired. Don't be too tough. It's better that you go to bed early if you can and rest as much as you can so your body is physically rested and you feel bodily at ease. Then it's much easier for you to practice some kind of mental training. If there's one thing I can recommend when you go to bed, when you go back to your room, which can be helpful for this weekend in general, is to try to put your mind and be aware of and contemplate a lot of all the good things you've been doing. You're all good people, you're all helping, you're working, there's family responsibilities, you have hobbies, you're doing so much good, all of you. And that goodness, that generosity, that giving, which all of you do, is an enormous resource of energy, which most people don't understand how to use. Because all those things you do, whether it's for your family, your kids, your brothers, your parents, or work, if you can go back to your room and you go to bed, or whatever it is, you sit down, or you go to bed and you curl up under your blanket or your duna, try to remember everything you're doing which is good. Just deliberately lift up in your mind all the things you are doing which is good and stay with that. Create tonight, this is my recommendation if you want to try something. The Buddha called this for chaganusati. It's like remembering everything you do, everything you give, everything you help, all your help and service. And that is a source in itself for your mind to calm down. So before tomorrow, maybe, when we try to do a bit more like formal meditation, when you go back to your room, deliberately lift up in your mind everything you do to help others. And stay with that until you fall asleep. That's my recommendation. That will give you a good start for tomorrow. Okay? Then we stop. So see you tomorrow. I think it's 8. When is it? 8:30 tomorrow. Okay? Have a nice evening.